This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Shaitan attacks mankind through six different ways. The first and most serious is the Shaitan wants mankind to worship other than Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا الشَّيْطَانِ. Didn't I make a covenant with you, O children of Adam, that you worship not the shaitan, that you turn away from the worship of the devil? وَأَنِعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. That is the straight path of submission and of Islam. So Allah tells us that the shaitan wants us to worship him, meaning that the shaitan wants us to worship anything other than Allah. It is the worship of the shaitan to give love, fear, hope to anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that should only be given to Allah. And if the shaitan isn't able to fool us, to trick us, to lead us away from the worship of God, from being servants of Ar-Rahman, the second attack of the shaitan is to make us change our religion from the inside so it becomes corrupt. And that's what the word bid'ah means. Bid'ah is heresy where a person thinks they're doing good, thinks they're worshiping Allah, but shaitan has mixed up the aspects of faith that it's been changed, that we're actually pleasing the shaitan by not doing it the way the Prophet taught us. So how do we go against this second aim of the shaitan, which is only second to us worshiping other than Allah? Is shaitan wants us to muddle up our faith, to change our religion, to take away from it certain things and to add to it things that shouldn't be in it. As Allah tells us in the Quran, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. On this day, I made perfect for you your religion. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I completed my favor upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. And I have shown you that the right deen, the right way of life is Islam, submission to me. So therefore, don't change from the faith what can't be added to it and what should never be taken from it. And therefore, always resist the call of people saying, we need to reinterpret this, we need to take these things out of the Quran, we don't need to follow the Sunnah. That is an attempt of the shaitan to confuse us as normal practicing Muslims. Our way is the way of hearing and obeying the word of Allah. The third attack of the shaitan is to make us fall into major sins. Sins that the Quran is very clear on. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't go near sexual immorality. Don't look at haram things. Don't talk about it with the wrong people. Don't get involved in the processes that will lead you to doing things that are haram. That's a major sin. And the shaitan, if he can't get us to fall into major sins, that our eyes are polluted, our hearts are disfigured with haram, that we miss our prayers, that we're not comfortable in giving charity, that we're people who lie to other people to please them and to please ourselves. If he can't get us to do these major things, he comes at the minor. Things that are sins, but that are not directly in the Quran, but we know that they're wrong in our judgment. We know in our heart that they are displeasing to Allah. Number five is that if he can't get you to worship him and worship other than Allah, to change the religion and do things that are not meant to be done, an addition or it's subtraction from Islam, if he can't get you to make major sins and minor sins, the shaitan then comes to distract you by doing lawful things that aren't halal or haram. So there you are, you're at home and you're just sitting there playing your video games. There's nothing wrong with that, but it gets to a point where you've wasted so much of your day, and instead of you wanting to, for example, polish up Juz' Amma that you've memorized, instead of you helping your mom out in the home, or instead of you getting up when you hear your dad coming in and greeting him at the door, you're just sitting there playing video games, which is fine. But it stopped you from doing something better. And if doing permissible things stops you from doing better things, then it's also an attack from the shaitan. The last attempt of the shaitan is that the shaitan will try to get us to do good things that are lesser than the better things we intended to do. So it might be that you're coming to the masjid and you intended, mashallah, to pray and to give a little bit of a donation, and that you're going to buy your mom something really nice and you want your mom to be happy. So there you are, you come to the masjid and you have $25 and you intend, I'm going to give $5 after Salatul Jumu'ah and $20 I'm going to buy my mom some flowers. And all of a sudden, you do something good where you gave, you know, $20 to the masjid. It's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. But it's not as good as making your mom feel valued and having birrul walidain. And then you got home, but you didn't bring your mom those flowers. You didn't bring her that joy. You didn't do that thing that you intended to do. So the shaitan made you do something good. He opened for you a door of good, but he didn't let you do the better thing that you intended to do. You read from the Quran, but you had intended to finish a juz a day, but you read just a few pages, which is amazing. But you never got to complete the Quran over the 30 days. You never got to complete the Quran in this year's recitation. You wanted to finish it from one Ramadan to the next. Why? Because you read, but you didn't read enough. You got distracted with other things. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us against the aim and the plotting and the planning of the shaitan. Allahumma ameen.